Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea, and we're not alone this morning. We're joined by a music legend, the one and only Tom Grennan.
Tom, good morning. Wow, there
good
you
morning.
Are.
How are you doing? You good?
We are really good.
We're
really
so good.
Chuffed to be talking to you because, you know, it's not often someone who's had as many Brit nominations and Ivor Novello nominations and
two
MTV Awards
albums.
Will even take the time to talk to us. But how does it feel, looking back on what has been, to the outsiders at least, a short career? How does it feel when you hear back, you know, your achievements, what you've already done?
Do you know what? I always forget about what I've done. And when people say it, I'm like, oh, wow, like, things are actually going pretty well.
But
because things move so quickly and because I'm always like, right, what's next? What's next? I find this really hard to live. Like, I take things in basically. So I'm just kind of just racing. And my mum actually said to me, she was like, Tom, you need to really like live in the moment and soak things in because I don't know. Sometimes I always get like, oh, what do I need to do? How do I get to the next stage? But really, I need to just go, actually, no. Things are good, and I've done what you've just said, and yeah, like I need to just appreciate that times and appreciate all them things.
100%.
Just looking at your face, it looks like you can't quite believe it in a way.
Yeah, man. Like obviously, I've been working so hard, and. But yeah, I can't really believe it, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love that. No. You should start. My friend's got this thing that she calls the Book of Wins, and she writes down everything that feels like a massive win. And then, like,
I thought you said Book of Wind.
Wins.
A particular violent outburst this morning.
Book of Wins. So then when you have those moments, you can look through it and look at all the epic stuff you've done and be like, I'm pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah. Well,
that's a good thing.
You've got your back catalogue, really, and your awards shelf, I'd imagine, which is groaning under the weight of everything. Now, when you set out with your debut album, you said you felt like you were thrown into uncharted waters and expected to swim. What's that difference between the guy who was thrown in at the deep end and the guy now?
I think at the beginning, like, I was young, obviously, and I was 21, and I was still at university, and I didn't really know anything about the music industry. I didn't know what writing an album was. I only just literally wrote some songs in my bedroom, and then everything kind of happened quickly with signing a record deal and whatnot. So I felt like I was thrown in the deep end, and I was not expected to swim but I hoped that I would swim. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you had to go with the flow.
Exactly. But now over the years, I've obviously like learned and I've been a sponge and I've absorbed loads of things. And I feel like at that time, if I'm looking at like analogy of like an athlete, I was running a race, but I wasn't ready to win the race. I definitely finished the finish line at a good pace, but right now I feel like I'm finally ready to go. I've trained and I'm ready to go and get my gold medal. That's how I feel now. So I just
love
feel like
that analogy.
I feel like the music, I also feel like the music is at a place where I'm like, yeah, like this is it, and this feels right now. Like I'm happy that my career hasn't gone bang straight to the top and then kind of gone, oh my god, what have I got to do now, like, to keep it there. I've kind of been on this like slow trajectory, and again, like, I look at it in a different way of like maybe like on a roller coaster, and this roller coaster is just going and it's just about to hit high speeds, man. So yeah.
Well, you talk about high speeds and highest heights, and the new song's Higher, and we're already smashing it. People across Kent are loving that song already. Tell us a bit about it before we play it again on the Breakfast Show for you here this morning.
Yeah, man. But I feel like Higher is definitely like the right introduction of where my music's going. And I wanted this song to just be a song where people could feel elevated, because that's how I felt when I was writing it. I felt like I wanted this song to just, like you said earlier, make people dance and sing, but also there's a deeper meaning behind this definitely, like I say, is an introduction to where I'm going, and it's funky, and it's a lot of different influences. I never used to listen to music before writing an album. I used to go, let me just do it like how I've always done it, and that's just from in here, and not take inspiration from anywhere, which was a dumb decision, if I'm going to be honest with you. Like now, like I was like, let me go buy loads of old records, new records, and absorb all this music, and I had an idea of where I wanted to go, and my influences on this record are Robbie Williams, George Michael, Prince. I listened to a record called Funkadelic, which I loved, and all them different worlds are kind of coming into my world, and that's what I've done, and I feel like Higher is that song to kind of ease people in.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So it's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea and our guest today, Tom Grennan. That's the new song, Higher. You're talking about singing and dancing and that kind of vibe and that funky vibe. What will get you? You're out with the boys, maybe out with the missus, and what comes on that you're like, okay, hold my beer, I'm getting on that dance floor?
At the moment, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, great choice.
That's my band right now, where like as soon as any song comes on, I'm just like, right, let's have a little sing and a dance. Yeah. Sure.
Have you got a go-to dance move as well? I don't see you as the dad.
You know
shuffle.
What? I'm just a two-stepper.
You're a two-stepper.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy in my locker, but apart from a little two-step.
This thing I've seen, and I'm praying it's not AI. You know, your three bins and your three balls.
Yeah, that was all real, man.
Oh, see, that's I so kept good. Waiting for the, like, gotcha, AI. It wasn't real.
Of course it wasn't real. Oh. No way. I know. I wish it was real.
Because you are good at footy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, just a bit.
You know what? I'm all right at football, but not that good. I had a few professional footballers coming at me going, oi, is that real? And I was like, unfortunately, no, I don't need the call up from your teams, man.
Are you the tech genius that did it? Or have you got some sneaky person who works for you?
I've one of my good friends, his name's Johnny, he's with me doing all that mad stuff.
When it comes to the new album, don't have a title yet, don't have a release.
Oh, I do have a title.
You do have a title? Oh, can you tell us the title?
I can't tell you.
No!
Yet.
Oh, you're such a tease.
Wait for an exclusive. Oh. Well, what can we expect? Obviously, you've got this. You told us about the funky vibes that have influenced you, certainly on Higher. Is that something that carries on through the album? Or is there other influences? What can we expect from the as yet unnamed, as far as we know, album?
I've done the whole record in America, which was like an unbelievable experience. And I worked a lot with a guy called Justin Tranter, who is one of, if not the biggest writer in the world, and done a lot with like Chappell Roan and Bieber and Selena Gomez, a lot like big names. And I basically said to Justin, I was like, I want to make a record which tells the whole truth, and it goes from being young to old, to, when I say old, to the age I am now. And I don't want to like hide anything. And we spoke, and he was like, well, that's all going to have to come from you. So these songs are, if you don't listen to lyrics as a consumer and you just listen to like vibes and good times, then you can definitely have vibes and good times. However, if you're a lyric man like I am, then these songs definitely have a deeper meaning, and there's things hiding in the songs that you go, oh, actually make you stop, and they make you think and go, okay, I get that. And I know where he's been, and I know where he's at now. So this album is fun, but it's also a very like, there's a lot of thought in it as well. So,
there's a lot of little nuggets for us to dive on in there and discover. It really feels like it's the start of a brand new journey for you.
Definitely that this is a new chapter and hopefully a new door is opening to a whole another world. So I'm excited and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we certainly will. Can't wait to hear more from the album as well. Everybody, Tom Grennan on the show with us. Woo! Thank you, Tom.
Take care. See you later, guys.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.